And one of the major problems that I'm going to highlight for the rest of my time with you is the lack of new antibiotics being developed. So Sarah introduced this topic as kind of a divestment in big pharma because the money wasn't there, the economics don't work. If you're spending $1 billion, $2 billion to get a drug developed and you only make $500 million back for something that patients are not taking over the course of their lifetime. And so that's where really I think academia and our student sourcing Tiny Earth can come in to really address this goal and challenge. So resistance is a major problem, both across the world and locally here in Wisconsin. In the US alone, 2 million infections are caused by resistant bacteria. That costs about $20 billion every year. What I'm showing you here on the bottom is a heat map of resistant bacteria for the antibiotics ampicillin and ciprofloxacin. You can see that the hotter colors, the ones that are more red, are where there's more cases of resistance. The greener colors are where our antibiotics are working well. And so in different population densities across the state, as infection can spread, you get these kind of dynamics that are somewhat scary. They require us to find new ways to address these bacterial infections. We are getting good at this in some ways, and we still have a lot of room to run in others. And so that's what I'm showing you here on the right. The green bars are where we were at for the number of deaths per year in 1990, and the blue bars are where we're at for the deaths per year in 2021. And as we go up the page, you can see the different age groups that are being affected. So early on in life, there used to be a major problem with bacterial infections that we've basically halved. We have 50% of the incidence rates in deaths that we did about 30 years ago. However, the problem is worsening in older age groups. 40 years of age and up, you can see that the blue bars are bigger than the green bars. And so resistance is really affecting these different age groups in different ways. And it's estimated that by 2050, if there's no interventions, one person every 3 seconds could die from antimicrobial resistant or related complications. So it's a very dire problem. I mentioned agriculture is a big focus for antibiotics, and that's because plant pathogens cause big economic issues as well. So 40% loss in yield and $220 billion annually are the cost of plant pathogens that are infecting our crops. What I'm showing you in the world map at the top is where we're at for the abundance of plant pathogens in 2020. And by 2050, if nothing changes, we're expected to have extremely high incidence rates across the globe. So what do we do? We need to find better ways to use antibiotics and practice stewardship. We need to discover new antibiotics that work in new ways. And we need to develop new ways of thinking about treating infections that are maybe outside the box of antibiotics. And what I'm going to focus on now is what my lab does, which is the one in the middle, discovering new antibiotics. Where do we go and find them, and how do we look for them? So, as Sarah mentioned, bacteria are a major source of antibiotics. Nature has the most promising routes for these new antibiotic discoveries. Bacteria and fungi over millions of years are evolving to live in competitive environments. And so even though some bacteria and fungi cause disease, and that's been the topic that I've talked about so far, many or most microbes are beneficial to their hosts. So they live on and with humans and contribute to their health, on and with plants, on and with other organisms. And often they're making their own antibiotics to compete with other bacteria or members of their environment. So that gives them a survival advantage. And we can study how they make them, what they're making, and maybe get some inspiration to bring into medicine and crop management practices.